So we're in season three officially. It's just not sunk in. And today is episode three.
What?
Yay.
In this episode, we're going to talk about how dating and relationships can teach you about yourself.
Sorry, can I just ask you a question? Can you see the sort of shadow of my trophy on the wall?
Yeah, looks very cinematic.
Does it look like a penis?
What?
I don't know. I can't see it very clearly from where I am. Oh no! You know what? It actually looks a little bit like the Jesus that's in Brazil.
What is that trophy?
Well, I don't want to toot my own trumpet, dear. Let's move
No,
on.
you started. Now finish it.
Okay. Well, I actually won a writing competition.
Writing? You write?
Is bought it, Angelina.
I didn't buy it. It was a competition for erotic short stories.
Okay, what's the title of your script?
Dick of the Bloody Hand. It's kind of a horror story mixed in with eroticism.
It sounds like a fanfic written by a 13-year-old.
Well, that is my sort of main audience, you know.
Why, you write for children? All those
Yes.
poor kids. They're gonna be traumatized.
Well,
How could
it
you?
is. Is that actually legal to write horror eroticism for children?
No.
Well, then let's say I didn't do that. Then I didn't do that, okay?
Why don't you, Dave, use your creative vision to navigate the darkness around you? Maybe you can be better.
Navigate the darkness.
Yeah.
In what way?
Yes.
Sorry?
In what way navigate the darkness
With
with
your creative
creativity?
vision, yeah.
How does that work, though? Isn't that just words you're saying?
So you basically find positivity and light through creativity and artistic expression.
Isn't that what I'm doing? Writing erotic novels for people or short stories?
No,
Oh,
no.
so 50 Shades of Grey didn't mean anything to the culture of humanity.
No, it just made humans sink lower.
Whoa, whoa,
Yeah,
whoa, whoa. Oh, so you're telling me that,
literally.
what about the one with Mr. Darcy?
Sorry?
Did that, Pride and Prejudice?
Don't even compare 50 Shades of Grey with Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice. How dare you?
Do you know how many lonely old women have enjoyed their own company while watching Pride and Prejudice?
Well, yeah, you are right, but 50 Shades of Grey is
Little
what
bit
you
more
call it's
extreme.
rubbish. No, it's rubbish, and this is a masterpiece.
Look, I'll be honest, I haven't read 50 Shades of Grey, okay? I don't really know what I know what it's about. I haven't read it. For me, that's not really my cup of tea. My erotic novels are more based on the cerebral nature of fantastical ideas. I could read you a small chapter now if you'd like.
I'm not
Suman's
sure.
eyes are telling me
Suman
no, don't read it.
is. Well, I trust Suman, so my answer is
Oh,
no,
talking
thank
about
you.
horror. Talking about horror.
Oh, yeah, you don't like horror.
No, not really, but I've been through some horror lately, and that's what we'll be talking about.
Oh, dear. Do tell.
So I'll share what being on multiple dating apps and speaking to quite a few people have taught me about myself.
Oh, fuck.
I'll be honest. The whole dating scene wasn't what I expected.
Oh dear.
Literally. Yeah.
What happened?
I was under the impression that, I've learned quite a lot about myself and I know how to recognize the red flags and block out all the negative energies and influences. So ultimately, I thought because I am being authentic, I'm being myself, I'm expressing who I am, I will attract people based on what my values are and where I'm heading in life. However, I didn't realize that being in relationships and going out there today is like stretching yourself as an individual. And sometimes that might mean changing your perspectives, being open-minded, and that could lead to you compromising a bit on who you are as an individual, and that can be very triggering. So, today, that is what we'll focus on. What do dating and relationships, how do they trigger you, and how do they bring out another version of you, which is also who you are, but it's not always the best of who you are? Yes, Dave?
Do you see what I did there? Do you appreciate that? I
Yes.
put my hand up.
Oh, sweet.
Oh,
Yes.
that's so nice.
I don't see why you have to compromise on who you are to be in a relationship. Surely you be who you are and then you find someone who likes you for
That's
that.
what I thought, but I don't think it works like that.
I mean, you compromise on things you might not like okay, but you can't compromise on who you are. Maybe you go and watch a film you don't like because they like it, but you don't stop being who you are, no? You hold that in great, certainty or some shit. I don't know. I've kind of faded off there.
Yeah. So let me tell you why I thought that you may need to compromise a little. And I said a little, not too much,
And do you need to get the
because
tissues ready?
that's.
Sorry?
Get the tissues ready.
Yeah.
Tissues? Who's crying? Who needs help? Suman, do you need some chocolates, water, tea?
This is about 5 minutes away from breakdown, I think. So just be prepared, Angelina, okay?
Oh, don't say that, Dave. Suman, open up to us. We will listen to you and we will try to help you with our expert advice.
Yes, I'll try not to break down.
Okay.
Anyways, what I noticed is that we don't always pay attention to our triggers. Sometimes it isn't just because somebody is a bad person or they're trying to trigger you. Most people I spoke to when I was being triggered, we were just not compatible, not looking for the same thing. And I couldn't really understand what was going on. So let's just talk about triggers. What are they? You feel uncomfortable, you feel insecure, you feel on edge, you feel like you want to react, you feel angry, and you feel emotional. Almost like the crazy side of a person comes out. Now, until we recognize our triggers for what they are, I don't think we can fully bring ourselves to the surface, especially in relationships. Go on, Dave.
What are your triggers? I think everybody wants to know.
I'm going to talk about them.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you want to know so
Because
badly?
he can trigger me.
Oh, Suman, don't reveal it then. You know he's only asking it to be
Yeah,
nasty.
I know, but I worked on this. So it's going to be a good test for me because it'll stop affecting me eventually. So in a way, he's helping me.
Exactly. So what are your triggers then, Suman? Speak them so they will lose power.
So, as Dave would agree with me, I've been unlucky in relationships.
Oh, bless.
Whether it's romantic relationships or friendships, I've been disappointed in more ways
And
than one.
disappointing. Sorry,
Oh,
sorry. I couldn't
shame on
resist.
you.
I'm sorry. That was a low blow.
That's
Well,
okay.
Suman, I wanted to say something. Aren't triggers supposed to make sure you're safe or not to fall for something again?
Yes, that is true, but sometimes we take things out of context. So I could sometimes be triggered by somebody not texting me back. I don't know why somebody isn't texting me back. They could generally be busy. For me to get then triggered and react, that's not really fair on the other person, is it? Or if somebody just texts okay, like that could be a trigger for me because in the past somebody was saying it to offend me. So you've got to remove that story. If you remove that story associated with that incident in the past, I think you're more likely to have a healthy relationship with somebody new because you kind of treat your new relationships like old ones and you expect this person to behave in the same way, or just because they said something, it kind of brings up a memory and you're like, oh, they're trying to offend me. That's when it's not protecting you, it's holding you from being seen.
I understand. I guess it's the traumatic experience that makes it sometimes.
Once you reflect on why you're feeling like this, if you can rationalize it to yourself, then yeah, fair enough. it's making you feel like this for a genuinely good reason. But when I reflected on some of my triggers, I felt really silly.
So what are they?
Is that all you have to ask? You don't feel sorry for all she's went through?
I don't know what she's gone
Hey.
through because she's talking in generalities. I don't
No,
know what she's
I
going through.
told
Yeah, but she's
you.
trying to explain, and all you can think about is what's your trigger? What's your trigger? Like,
But
come
I don't
on,
understand
dude.
what she's saying. What she's saying that that people break. I don't get it. I'm lost.
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
No, let's carry on. Let's get to the triggers. Come on, let's get to the juice. Let's get to the meat.
You are really triggering me right now.
Good. I can tell you one of my triggers.
Well, you have triggers.
Very high maintenance women. Can't deal with them.
That tells you something about who you are.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. I want
Too
somebody.
narcissistic cannot stay
No.
together.
When I say high maintenance, you know those people who want to go to Dubai every weekend and photograph themselves in some bougie restaurant being with a gold fucking knife or something? Oh, I'm so bougie and look at me. Those people make me sick.
Well, where do you meet those people? I never
Look who's talking.
encountered.
You bought an award, Dave.
Oh my goodness. I'm trying to share my triggers with you two in an emotionally sensitive way, and instantly I'm
Hello,
attacked.
Pots. My name is Kettle. Look at you. You were describing yourself. You are one of those people. You would definitely go to Dubai tomorrow if you didn't blow up all your money on that, what was it, cocaine that you owed to the mafia?
Okay, that's another story for another day. But I feel brutally attacked here.
Well, why don't you sit there and reflect on your trigger,
Fine.
and we'll come back to you. So I was saying that I've been disappointed in relationships. They were not fulfilling in more ways than one.
Oh,
I
so
always
bad.
felt like I had to change myself to fit in. So I always overcompensated,
Oh, bless.
and I felt disconnected or started noticing this inconsistency, which is a trigger for me because it makes me question whether this person I thought I knew was ever genuine. And it makes you feel like everything you believed about them was, was not true, was fake.
Oh.
So last year, I decided to go on these stupid dating apps
Whoop whoop.
in attempt to change my perception about relationships. I was really excited, thinking, oh my God, this is going to be a fairy tale.
Ah, there's your problem, Suman.
What?
Thank you, Angelina.
Suman, Suman, there's, I think, this is not only you, but I think most women, when they go on these dating apps, they think, oh, the first guy that swipes left or right, I don't know, he's gonna be my Prince Charming. We're gonna live happily ever after. That's fairy tale, Suman. Real life is more complicated than that, you know?
Yes, I can tell you right now, Suman, what you're doing is fantasizing and catastrophizing. And what you need to be doing is going like this, nice and steady, rather than like this. Yes? Angelina, would you agree with me?
I do agree with you. Really have to be careful when you meet somebody. You know,
Yes.
we tend to idealize people. You know, oh, he's handsome, he's so nice and kind.
Exactly.
But you know, sometimes those nice and kind and handsome guys turn out to be very
Evil.
lazy, violent. Yeah, sometimes, I mean, there's a lot of sociopaths out there who can act nice and kind until you're alone with them. Then, and women, not only men.
Yeah, for me, it turned out to be what you guys are saying, that I was living in La La Land minus Ryan Gosling.
Well, that would have made a big difference.
Yes.
I'm not gay, but I wouldn't kick him out of bed.
But I think it's society as well, Hollywood. They portray relationships like The Notebook, like, oh, this beautiful relationship. And you know, even when they fight, they, you know, kiss and make up and everything
Exactly.
is fine. They live happily ever after. Real life is, you know, it's a lot of compromising, a lot of hard work.
I think we have to constantly remind ourselves, like, I've made films. You guys have been on film sets. You know what it's like. It takes up hours to set up a shot.
Yes.
So, for me to think this could be reality, could you imagine people who have no affiliations with film industry or don't know how these things are made, how it influences their mind and what kind of perception they have of
That's the
love
reason
and.
all. Oh, sorry, Angelina, you go on.
Oh no, I just wanted to say that especially young people, teenagers, when they're first discovering themselves, they watch these movies and they think, oh, it's so great to be an adult. I'll get this job as a columnist in a newspaper and have a boyfriend every week and, have all this money, go shopping, buy expensive
Yeah,
shoes.
some lucky bastards.
Okay, so anyone listening out there thinking about going on dating apps, my first tip, whatever you do, make sure you don't set up a direct debit and spend hundreds of pounds without realizing it.
Oh no, Suman, please. Please, Suman, did you tell me you didn't do that?
I did. What
Oh
happened? I
my.
didn't realize that I signed up to a subscription
Why would you do that?
because I was not
Desperate.
thinking. No, I was not
Well,
thinking.
yeah, Dave is right. Were you that
It's like it
desperate?
costs, you can go on the apps for free, but then if you want to do like the specialist thing, it's like pay £15 a month and you can fucking like everybody.
Wait a minute, Dave. I have a question for you. Do you go to dating sites?
All the time.
I have been on them.
Is that where you met Marjorie?
Which one was Marjorie again? Was she that old woman?
Yeah, that 90-year-old that keeps her teeth in a glass besides on the night table.
No, sorry, I met her at a farmer's market.
Farmer's market? What were you doing at the farmer's market?
Looking for some gilfs. Grandmas, I'd like to.
Oh, God. Can they even consent?
Oh, of course you consented, yes. I mean, she's nearly all there.
Oh my God, why did I even ask? Either someone ask anything else. I have to forget
Grandmas
this.
need love too.
Yeah, but not the love you provide.
Hey, you go into an old folks' home, they're like fucking bunnies in
Oh,
there.
Suman, I have a question for you as well.
Yes?
So, I consider you a friend. I consider you a very beautiful, bright, intelligent young lady.
Oh, thank
Why
you.
do you still go to these apps after all the negative experience you had? I mean, shouldn't you have learned by now that there's some creeps out there that can be dangerous?
Yes. Like, how come you can't tell them apart? I mean, aren't you studying people?
You should be an expert in human emotions, body language, and you still get scammed this much.
No, I've not been wronged or fooled. I've just been disappointed, like heavily.
That's called dating.
I see a lot of red flags from the first message, from their profile pictures.
Everyone's
And
fucked.
then I'm thinking, okay, let me just at least give them the benefit of the doubt. Let me just give them the chance. I can't just be a psychologist all the time.
Also, can I just say, I really think that this whole talk, not from you, Suman, this is not attack on you, but generally on society today, this whole talk of icks and red flags is incredibly detrimental to actually finding a relationship. You should not judge so quickly off the bat.
That's something we can agree on, Dave. And I would like to also add that the more self-aware you are, the more you have worked on yourself, I think it's very difficult for then for you to find someone because you know exactly what you're looking for and you can't really then put somebody in that box.
100%. It's why you'll always see some absolute fucking like bottom of the barrel scuzz who's like happy because they just go, fuck it, I'll take anybody. And I think there's a good lesson to be learned there, you
Yeah,
know?
that's something that I learned
Eat
about
the
myself.
food that's put in front of you.
Yeah, but check the
But what if the
ingredients.
food is poisoned?
Well, okay, eat the food that's put in front of you that's not poisonous, even if it's not the
But
most
how do you know?
delicious.
But how do you know it's not poisonous? That's the whole problem.
You have to try a little and see if you get sick.
Are you saying poisonous is like abusive, or are you saying poisonous is like he's a bit of a dick?
Both.
Well, what if he's a serial killer and you push him to
Yes,
the
but
point? You know,
come
he's
on, I
all
mean,
nice.
fucking hell. These are extremists. How many people are serial killers?
But Dave, I mean, haven't you seen the news lately? And a lot of
Don't watch the
cases.
news. It's fucking mind control.
So many things are happening around us. We have to be cautious, especially on these dating apps where everybody, you know.
I think we need to get away from thinking that when we're talking about bad relationships and bad dates, we're more talking about people who are cheating or ignore you or don't treat you with respect or fucking leave at a moment's notice. Not fucking serial killers and murderers. I mean,
yes.
That's the sort of fantasy shit that puts people afraid. It's not the reality.
Tinder swindler, yes.
Exactly. It's mostly people who are going to fuck you and then leave you, or who are going to not take you out for dinner and go, fucking you pay, or people, you know, it's not the murderers.
Honestly, Angelina, I promise you, if you ever decide to go on a dating app, I will help you. I am quite experienced.
I would love to help you, Angelina.
You?
Let's, by the way, side note, let's do a dating profile for Angelina after this.
Sorry?
Not this one, but the next one.
For me? Oh, I don't believe in love anymore. Not after.
Join the club.
Okay, guys, let's not go off topic. So let's talk about setting up your profile. Some personal information that dating apps will ask you, such as your name and where you live. Obviously, be very careful with that. It's okay not to have your full name. I didn't have my full name on the app. Once you get to know someone and you've exchanged numbers, I think it's okay to, you know, tell a little bit more about yourself, but don't have it on public display. I think that's just common sense. So let's talk about some of the key questions you need to answer when you sign up. Of course, the question, the most scariest thing ever, personally for me to answer, is who are you?
Oh, fuck.
Even though I've talked about this question and we've worked on understanding who we are and how to articulate ourselves better, I don't think it ever gets easier, not personally for me. So it's okay not to know the perfect answer to that question, especially if you're trying to put yourself out there in that way, you know, where you're looking for a life partner or someone, like a romantic partner, even if it's just hookups, you still care about how somebody will perceive you.
100%.
So yeah, I mean, I wrote something.
Let's
about
read it out, please read it out.
No.
Well, let me share with the
no.
world.
No.
Exclusive. Suman's bio.
No.
Where she talked about how she feels like a rose that's been plucked in winter. Each petal withering to the ground is one more piece of her heart that needs to be picked up and put in a glass and stored and brought back to life by her Prince Charming. Absolute bullshit it was.
Oh, I think it's absolutely beautiful. You're very poetic, Suman.
Oh, thank you. But, I mean, I wasn't really getting any matches with that bio.
Yes, and I told her to say, you know, I just want to go out and be live free, run in the hills and pick some flowers. That go down a bit better, that one.
I think you'll attract a lot of creeps. Well, not that it didn't, but you can't avoid them, but you're kind of asking for it if you've got something like that on.
I can imagine, yes, hippie types.
Oh yeah, I wanted to say that those that live in a forest and eat raw food.
All have tie-dye t-shirts and never been kissed fish on the lips and stuff.
People do that?
Yeah, people do all sorts. I mean, people talk about their exes, they give their life story away, and sometimes in a very negative way, which is not very attractive. So yeah, less is always more.
Yes.
And whatever you do, please do not write, "I don't know what to write here, I am new to this." You don't understand what a red flag this whole sentence is. Like, I just think if you try, you can't even put the effort in to write a bio. Like, what does that tell me about your efforts in a relationship?
Yeah, I don't know how to talk about myself. What do you write in these bios? Oh no, I don't even know what to say. Fuck you. Sorry, that was a bit distortion.
Okay, so with my bio, in the end, I just thought, not writing another episode for my podcast, just kept it casual and sweet. And I also put some nice cat photos on.
Yeah, wait, you said you got cat photos?
Yeah.
Whose cat is that?
Oh, it's just the one, I saw one on the street.
You fucking just got are you in the picture or just the cat?
Oh, you didn't adopt?
Just the cat.
Get those off your profile right now.
What?
Do never put more than one picture on there that isn't of you. And also, never put a picture of yourself with a friend who's more attractive than you.
Oh no, I
you don't have
haven't
any
got
friends
any
at all.
attractive friends. Yeah, anyways, that cat photo is better than, you know, people faking wealth and taking selfies
Yes,
with
but I
other
mean, at least
people's
when you
cars.
take a photo of somebody else's car, at least they're in the photo. I can tell you right now, no man wants to see a picture of your
It's not my
cat.
cat.
Well, that makes it even worse. You're a fucking tramp taking cats from the road, photographing them like some sort of pervert.
Whoa. Listen, some men love animals. It shows that Suman
yeah.
has a very soft side for
exactly.
animals. That's
exactly.
wonderful.
It was her cat, but how would you feel if I had
yes.
a profile and some fucking random scabby dog on the street in it? You go, this man is fucking insane. Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure, go on.
Do you think that the whole crazy cat lady thing is fair? Or do you think it's quite wrong?
I think every woman in history who's been called crazy, or, you know, she was actually quite too intelligent or too beautiful for her own good. Well, it's true. Look what happened to Joan of Arc. Well,
fucking nutter.
She was too... No! She was a revolutionary.
No, I'm only joking because you know what? Joan of Arc's actually a fucking badass, right? I'm not saying
I
she's
met
not...
her. I actually met her in heaven. She's a very nice lady.
Is she? Was she all grown up now?
No, once you die the age you stay the age you died at. I think she was only 16, 17 when she died.
So wait, you're telling me there's a load of babies in heaven?
Oh, yes.
Can they drink alcohol?
No. What kind of a question is that?
Wait,
no.
You're telling me if I die as a five-year-old, I stay as a five-year-old?
Of course. What did you think?
Well... That sucks.
Well, that's the rules. It's not me. I didn't make the rules.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm glad if I die, at least I'll die older than I am now.
Okay,
bloody
okay.
Hell.
Enough of this. Let's get to the point.
Yes.
I just wanted to obviously talk about the question of who you are and how to express yourself on these apps, what kind of things to write and what to avoid. But let's talk about dating and the triggers that it brought for me.
Fucking hell, I think this is going to be a little bit long. Okay, Suman, speed through. Go on.
The whole thing just made me feel extremely overwhelmed. I knew what was happening to me. I knew that this was just anxiety, this is just a phase. But you just cannot control your nervous system. You cannot control your triggers, and that's what I was struggling with.
Why were you so fucking overwhelmed? I mean, it's just a dating
yeah.
app.
Yeah. What happened, Suman?
Well, I just think my nervous system thought I was in threat because I've not had great relationships in the past. And a lot of things people said just triggered me. And also, I have anxiety around my phone. So because I was using my phone quite a lot.
Oh.
Stop being so fucking soft. Woman up, for goodness sake.
But it's not in your control. It's your subconscious mind that doesn't...
Then you grab your subconscious mind and you beat it into submission.
No, it's not as easy as 1, 2, 3. It's a... Is it fight or flight reflex in humans?
If you fall down, you get back up.
Hmm.
Don't let these triggers rule you, Suman. You're better than that.
Well, that's why I'm doing the podcast. It helps me understand myself better and hopefully I can get past... my triggers, and...
I mean, we've been doing it for like 2 years by now, so now I thought you'd be better.
Oh, Dave, don't be so insensitive. It's the subconscious in humans. Humans are not like angels and devils. Their subconscious is a big part of their identity, and it controls their body more than they realize.
Right, okay.
And having a devil like you, could you imagine? Every trauma that I heal through, I get presented with the next one. On a tray by you the following day.
Yeah, Dave.
Yes, and what do psychologists say? You have to face your traumas head on. I'm basically healing.
Of course. Okay. So, I was saying, talking to people, I noticed I was getting triggered by certain things. Some that made sense and some that didn't make any sense to me. And I started feeling very off. So, I talked to a friend and ran some comments by her. Of what this, you know, person said, some text messages. And she said to me, and I was like, and you don't think there's anything wrong with what this person said? She was like, No.
Can you explain one for us, please? Just give us a more rounded idea. Don't be too specific, but
Yes.
you can change some minor details, but just so we have an idea of what you mean. So
Yes,
I
I'm
can.
curious too.
So
Yes.
somebody said, like, where are you from?
Well,
Okay.
I mean, come on. Was he white?
No, he wasn't white.
Well, then what's the trigger?
Because I thought they were being racist, but they weren't. That's the thing.
Wait, wasn't he? Is he not Asian
Oh.
himself as
Yeah, he
well?
was Asian. That's why I was just like, why would you
What?
ask that for? I just
What's
got
wrong with
triggered.
asking that? I mean, if
Exactly. That's the point I'm making.
I... right. Okay, Sue man. So yeah, I agree with you. You need to fucking chill of the triggers of these sort of ones. Yes, that's very innocuous.
But wait a minute, Dave. I think it's the way how they ask. If somebody asks you in a polite way, "Hey, where are you from? I'm really interested," or "I love traveling and all," then it's okay. But if they ask you, like, "Oh, where are you
Yeah,
from?"
but
I
over
mean,
a text, you cannot
yes, over
read.
a text. It just says, where are you from?
Ah, fair point,
So
fair
it was
point.
my mind that was giving it meaning and like a story behind it, and I was feeling like
Ah.
intimidated, like all of a sudden, like how dare you be? And then I was like, well, it's literally from the same culture.
Oh.
So I think what we're finding out is that Sue Man is the one who's causing pain. No, I'm only joking, Sue Man.
Okay, anyways, so our emotions can sometimes deceive us, especially when they feel urgent or compelling. And I also find when you're texting somebody compared to when you speak to them first time on the phone, it's like two different people. When you
Oh,
haven't got to
yes.
know somebody in reality, your mind makes up a version in your own
Some
head.
people can't text well, and some people
Oh,
can,
yeah.
but they're absolutely boring bastards in real life.
Exactly. So that's
Can I
something
ask
you
you a
got to be
question,
mindful
Suman?
of. Yes, you've asked me a
Just
few.
to spice this up a little bit.
Yes.
If you were going to design your perfect man, what were the traits, looks, or qualities that you would want?
Okay, so I think communication is the number one thing. Somebody who knows how to communicate their emotions, their needs, who they are, not
Right.
just by words, but if their words align with their actions, that thing that makes me want to trust them more. I would rather somebody just be consistent and I can predict
Right.
them.
Okay, so consistency, communication. Very nice.
Nice sense of humor as well, which is so rare. So, I mean, I'll just have that as a bonus.
Lovely. And the
A
no-no list? What are the
no-no list
no-nos?
is somebody who doesn't judge other people. So, Dave, you're definitely like,
You're already eliminated on the first one.
I understand
Somebody who
that.
doesn't judge, somebody who's tolerant of different faith cultures, who's not like secretly racist, who can.
Exactly. And when your eyes are closed and you're making love, you don't know if they're brown, black, white, whatever, you know? You just know your two bodies wrapped in a passionate heat of
Well, I
desire.
guess you should know who your partner is, but I know what you. I guess I understand what you wanted to say. I mean.
Sometimes when the room's very dark, you don't know who you're reaching out for.
I think you're speaking from experience.
I've been to a few parties that were.
Oh. Have you ever been with a man?
No, it's frowned upon in hell.
How do you know?
What if I don't like it?
No, I mean, you said yourself in the dark, you don't see the color of
Oh, I
this.
may have grabbed a Hancock or two, but I don't know if that's classified as being with a man. Yes, I've had sex with men, but have I dated
Oh.
them? No. I'm a devil,
Okay.
baby.
Okay, good to know. Anyways, if you're someone like me who is an anxious, avoidant attachment in relationship, and that's a term used to describe people who, well, it explains a lot of their triggers. And we talked about attachment styles in season two. Can't remember which episode it was, but I think it was the
So
texting
what is
one.
this anxious avoidant thing? You're saying go back. I'm not going back and watching a whole episode just to figure it out. What is it?
You're listening to a whole episode.
Well, listening, watching, whatever. Anxious avoidant, what's that sort of shit?
Dave, I'm trying to promote other episodes.
Okay, go listen to the other episode about avoidant, angry,
No,
anxious
it's
people.
called so season two, it's called How to Read Anyone by Their Text Messages, and it's in two parts. They're both an hour long, and I can't really remember which part I said it in, but yeah, go listen to both of them.
I'm not listening to season two for fucking no money.
Okay.
Just tell me, what's this avoidant thing?
Okay, I'll tell you for the last time.
Right.
Basically, an attachment style that involves complex interplay of feeling close and distance.
Oh.
So it's like being hot and cold,
Oh,
and
they're the
people.
worst.
Yeah, they're complicated,
Oh.
aren't they? Like me. So people with this type of attachment style can be unpredictable. They can be quickly overwhelmed, as well as the struggle to like stay in the relationship. Do you get it now, Dave?
I don't fucking understand.
Angelina, do you get it?
Well, I think I understand it. So basically, people like this have a desire for intimacy, but at the same time, the reluctance to embrace it. Am I getting it right?
Yeah, so if you haven't been.
Absolute nightmare. Imagine going on a date with somebody. They go, "Yes, I want to eat vegetables, but I'm afraid of eating vegetables." Then you go, "Well, don't eat them." And they go, "No, but I want to eat vegetables, but I'm afraid." Well, then eat them or don't eat them. What? Do one or the other. Bloody hell! I don't ever want to date someone who's avoidant attachment, whatever the fuck it's called.
There are people like that, Dave, and there's always an inner issue, you know, the
Well,
upbringing.
exactly. But it's not my job to sort out somebody's bloody issues, is it?
It's not, but
Leave
you've
your
got
baggage at the
to.
door, madam.
But it's not easy to leave all your baggage at the door because the more you keep it inside yourself, the more it bottles up and then it explodes
Well, that's
everywhere around
fine,
you.
but don't leave the baggage at my door. Go to somebody else's. I don't want to deal with
Okay.
that shit.
So basically, it's easier to judge people like that. But look, nobody's doing this from choice. I'm not deliberately trying to be complicated.
Just a woman.
What?
It's all right, Angelina, ignore him. So if you've not been nurtured properly, so that you emotionally, what I mean, obviously you've been fed and sheltered, all of that, but you were not felt, you were not uplifted. So being emotionally neglected is something that, you know, was there, but you could never see. And it's so hard to recognize that in your adult life. And because we have not really learned to understand emotions in their context, we complicate things and we just, yeah, all over the place sometimes. So you get wired to almost resist your emotions and neglect parts of who you are. Because in the past, that was not fully accepted. And as a result, I think a lot of people grow up not really knowing what their emotional truth is or how to express themselves emotionally. And that can be a big problem in relationships. So being on these dating apps strangely made me realize that there were realities of me that I was resisting. Some uncomfortable emotional truth that I was avoiding. The triggers and the red flags I encountered actually helped me get a deeper insight to some of the things I do and say every day, the choices I've made in my life, my career, things that I'm drawn to, the arguments that I would have. Everything is connected to who you are and what you believe in. So once you start noticing your triggers, just sit down with them for a little while. At first, obviously, you know, it's going to be very, very uncomfortable, but I do think once you sit down and reflect on why you feel like this, there's going to be a story behind it. So remember the first episode where I talked about the fairies?
Of course, I don't remember that.
Well, Suman, I have to say, everything you described now kind of describes Dave in a way, I have to
Well,
admit.
he's my devil. So, yeah, I mean, I am talking about the worst side of who I am.
Well, Dave, I mean,
Yes.
you have a fear of attachment and you don't really understand relationship dynamics. I mean, that's why you're divorced from
I'm
Angela.
more avoidant attachment than what do you say?
No,
You're
you're an
anxious.
anxious attachment,
I
Dave.
am definitely not anxious attachment because
Oh,
I
you
don't fucking
are.
want intimacy.
Are you sure? I mean, Angela told me how you she showed me your drunk text. I mean, I
Why
was
are
with
you always
you.
talking to Angela?
Because she's my good
Then why are you going on dates with me?
friend.
What?
I'm not going on dates with you. You're just taking me for ice cream. That's not a date.
We've been to ice cream 3 times now.
though. I love ice cream.
Angelina, some could argue that is dating.
No way in the world. We just went for ice cream and he was drunk. How can that be a date when he isn't aware? He isn't even aware he's with me.
What about the time you held my hair back while I threw up?
Well, because I'm a nice angel.
Sounds pretty intimate to me.
Okay, next time I will let you die, okay?
Like, well.
Date my ass. Sorry, excuse me.
Damn.
Anyways, I was talking about the magical fairies.
Oh, I love
Yeah,
fairies.
so we talked about that in the very first episode.
Oh, well, I don't remember that, am I?
Well, I just was basically trying to say the child in me still believes life is a fairy tale, has high expectations, and you kind of grow up thinking, I'm gonna meet the Prince Charming. But you're basically setting me up to see Prince Charming in every beast that I meet.
Well, I think women like beasts
They
sometimes.
fucking love them.
So, as children, we don't just learn about the moral of the story. We are making generalizations. We're making up our belief. The fairies are basically a metaphor for things people say, the promises people make, the dreams they show you, and ultimately lead to nothing. That is my biggest nightmare in
I
relationship.
think every individual had a human in their life who they idolized, who they thought the world of, and that person betrayed them or, just disappeared from their life. And it's a traumatic experience.
Quick question for you two. I mean, we're going slightly off piste here, but I suppose we are talking about Tinder and.
Page six we are, so not too bad.
Okay, not bad. We are talking about dating and apps. And obviously, part of the app stuff is that when you start talking to somebody, particularly if they're an attractive lady, such as you are yourself, Suman. See, we can all lie.
I just wanted to say how nice you were, Suman. You are
sorry.
beautiful.
Now,
Don't listen to
Zuma
him.
knows that I have a secret crush on her, let's be honest. But I was more thinking about how do you feel knowing that when you're texting somebody, messaging them, they're actually messaging lots of other people at the same time. As I'm sure at the start you were, you're speaking to a couple of guys, maybe, or maybe or more, and they're probably speaking to a few girls. How do you deal with that sort of
Okay,
anxiety?
great question.
That's a good
So
question, wasn't it?
I only speak to one, maximum two people at the same time. It
Right.
doesn't take me long
Yes.
to like know yes or no.
Right, but if you have two guys you're speaking to and you're enjoying talking to both of them, they both seem they're green flags galore, and then a third gentleman likes your picture. He's tall, he's handsome, he's got good hair, he's got good communication, he's got a good body. Do you then add him to the talking roster or do you kick one of
Well,
the guys
first of
out?
all, I'm really struggling to talk to anybody at the moment.
Right.
I've not been in that situation where I've had so many options. I'm like, which one do I go for? I'm now
What do you say to
thinking,
the girls who are?
it's about how this person makes you feel. Because over time, everybody will show you their true color. So if you're dating, date the three guys for 1 or 2 weeks, and eventually they will filter themselves out. Because I was thinking the same. I was like, how do I know? How do I know? What do I do? No. They will tell you who they are because guys are not that smart.
Oh.
They will literally mess up very, very soon. They
Interesting.
will make it easier for you. You don't have to do anything. All you're going to do is just be positive to a degree, not overly positive, and just
Yes, you don't want to be.
let them do the work. You don't chase girls and guys. Don't chase anybody.
But if nobody chases, then doesn't
Don't chase. Just
anybody.
get to know
Yes,
each
and if you get
other.
a feeling that
Just
they don't
text.
want to talk to you, then fucking leave them.
I think we should mention something that is really, really common when you're getting to know someone
Gonorrhea.
and dating is if you have an anxious attachment style, you have a lot of pressure to make it work. So if things are not predictable or normal, it really bothers you. Even the small disagreements can lead to disconnection because it's happened in the past. But as part of growth, you gotta see conflicts as opportunities to build understanding, in quote, with the right people.
Honestly, they go, I you don't own me, you can't tell me what to do. You Oh, I quite like the shadow behind me. I look quite large, don't I?
Yeah, but you aren't.
That's true,
We should
yes.
talk about the fact that the whole dating app concept isn't something we as humans are wired to build connection. because real connection requires real contact.
That's true, yes.
I don't mean that kind of contact. I mean being present, having real conversations, and being on dating app is like scrolling through Instagram or TikTok. You get fed the same thing because
Honestly.
the algorithm thinks you're into that kind of stuff, where you're
Ugly
thinking, look.
Polynesian girl, and now every girl is an ugly Polynesian girl popping up on my thing.
What?
And the reality is, people on dating app don't know how to present themselves. Like, look, I've done all this work on identity and self-awareness, and you can look at my profile and still swipe left because there could be something like that cat photo that I put down. Some
Yes.
people literally could think I'm crazy or I'm immature. Like, you know, that was unnecessary. It could be a nick for someone.
I'm looking at my profile right now, my old one. Disgusting.
Okay. And they could, you know, these people, you meet them in person, they could be generally lovely, but over text, it could be very tricky because the system isn't quite user-friendly. So here are some common reasons why I was so overwhelmed and so on edge all the time. And I think these are just generic, but they would apply to other people. So fear of rejection, so the possibility of you being rejected on these
Yes.
apps, you liking someone and them not liking you back.
Classic.
Self-presentation is what we talked about. It's like going for a job interview. You know you're going to be judged.
Oh, of
You know
course.
there are creeps looking at your profile, especially for women.
Yes.
You know, privacy concerns.
Maybe I should change my name.
What, on the dating apps?
Big Daddy or something like that.
Why is your name David anyway? I mean, David is such a... I won't lie, it sounds like an angel. I mean, if you were Lucifer, I would understand.
Well, when I was sent to Earth, they thought it'd be better for me to have a name that might resonate with the Christian population, seeing as I was mostly residing in the UK and Europe.
So I just got this message from this person, and it says, "Hi, hope you're well and in good health."
That's nice and
That's
kind of
not,
them. I
that's
mean, they
pretty
do
good.
sound like they're 70 or something.
I
Yeah,
know.
that's the point I'm trying to make.
Or
So,
maybe they live with their grandparents. What if they're raised by their
yeah, maybe
grandparents?
he's a mummy's boy.
A mummy's boy. That's actually a good question. Which is worse, a mummy's boy or a daddy's girl?
Both.
Well, that's me off the menu then.
You have a mother?
Yeah, a long, long time ago.
Is her name Lilith by any chance?
Angelina, of course you have a mother, because how else would
How would I be born?
I don't know. I thought devils were like, you know.
I've got a secret for you all that maybe isn't known quite well in the human world, as
Oh.
it is often spoke of and mostly well received that God is of a masculine energy. The devil is actually a woman. Dun dun
That's gonna be
dun.
my next film, dude.
That would actually make perfect sense, wouldn't it? Crazy, power
Because
hungry.
everybody thinks he's a man, and she's
Love
like,
it.
well, I can fool people.
Also, what's sexier than a sexy
Sexy
devil?
Satan.
Sorry, you can see I have some quite complex feelings for my mother. I didn't mean to bring all those up.
Anyway, so another reason why you might be quite overwhelmed to go on these dating apps. It's uncertainty. I think that was a really big one. You just don't know a lot. You don't know what you don't know. And not knowing what to expect and what this could bring in your life could be stressful. So my tip is just think of it as making friendships. Don't even think about marriage or relationship or dating or kissing or anything like that. Just text and just try to get to know someone on a friendship level.
But there are some girls who are like that. There's some girls who, you know, as soon as they meet a guy, they start talking about marriage and kids, and then the guys become so scared they run away.
No, but there are some guys. This guy, like, he was talking to me like, "Oh, have you got your wedding dress ready?" And they like try and sweet talk with you.
Oh,
Love
run away
bombing.
from guys like
Well, now
that.
I know that love bombing is a bloody red flag. I
Or maybe
will.
they're just too desperate.
What they're doing is trying to create a premature attachment. So they're
Yes.
keeping you hooked up to this idealized version. So later down the line, when they act like dickheads, you're like, "Oh yeah, but remember what we had?"
Yes.
Well, you had nothing.
They're selling you a dream, aren't they?
Yeah.
Trying to
That's
make you
it, Dave.
believe. Exactly. You know,
Ooh.
I've done it before, so I know it quite well.
Aw, Dave, I just gave you a compliment. Every time I
I
praise him,
know.
he does something.
I am sorry, but at least I'm honest sometimes.
I realize that what we resist will end up confronting us in the most challenging times. Whether we resist dealing with certain issues, emotions, situations, what we push back into the back of our minds will jump scare us in the most challenging times. This could be ignoring emotions, avoiding difficult conversation about a topic, any personal challenges that you've had. We all resist negative emotions. We all try to bury certain parts of ourselves, things we don't like. You're resisting reality, and reality eventually catches up with you.
That's what they say in the
So
Matrix.
I realized in practice that nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect.
Superman, don't discredit yourself like that. You are one of the most perfect women I've ever met.
Okay. Come on. I know there's going to be a big insult after a compliment.
No, I'm just going to let that hang there.
Hang there, so I overthink and I'm like, what's he going
I
to say?
can't wait, Superman, for you to be 50 years old, and I'm still sitting here telling you what a fat, lazy, good for nothing you are, and you telling me how much you hate me and how I've ruined your life.
Don't listen
However,
to him.
I will not be here in 20 seasons, as I think at the end of this season, I'm applying to move to Spain to work there.
Spain?
Because I'm sick of the fucking people in England.
I would think you're an Amsterdam guy. I mean, isn't that the Wild West of Europe?
We can video call you.
Yeah.
God, I can't even get out of it that way, can I? Okay, yes, we'll be doing 20 seasons.
So, this may be the most contradictory thing you'll ever hear me say. It's going against the mission statement of this podcast, but I have to tell you, identity crisis isn't always a bad thing.
What do you mean?
If you identified with something that isn't there anymore, you may think that your world is shrinking, but it could be expanding. It's opening up doors for you. This is when you start getting close to yourself because if there's no problems, you just live your life as it is. But as soon as you're like, shit, something's just happened. I don't feel myself anymore. You start going a path that's meant to you because you're forced to do things, take risks.
Exactly. I like that, Suman. You know what? Clap, clap for you there, Suman. Clap,
Thank
clap. I
you.
will give you your props there. That's not bad work. However, you will hit rock bottom at some point, and you have not hit it yet.
Oh, don't say that, Dave. Don't discourage her.
No, I'm only joking, Suman. I'm sure you were pretty fucking low. I mean, I was there. Those cakes didn't eat themselves, did they?
Yes, I also learned that I'm not very realistic and forgiving and good at forgetting things and letting them go.
You hold a grudge, don't you?
I do.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
I do too.
Exactly. And that's why you're my devil.
I think the toughest question is how do you let things go, especially as a human?
Well, I can answer that. She doesn't. She holds on to them like a hungry boy holding on to his last pretzel.
Is it time? Like, time heals everything?
No,
I
it
think it's
doesn't.
probably eating and then going for a run.
No, that makes it worse.
Oh, do you listen to Frozen and sing Let It Go?
You could do if you're a 4-year-old.
Let it go, let it go. Wait, can we just do a very quick side thing? Just 10 seconds. Favorite Disney character of all time?
Mulan, she is independent and can kick ass.
I'm with you on Mulan, definitely with you on Mulan, yes. Absolute hottie as
I
well.
like the mermaid.
Mermaid's not bad. She's a little bit young for me, to be fair.
I mean, she was 16 and she just wanted to get married. Like, come on, girl, go to
I
some
know.
parties before.
All she wanted was a fucking bit of money, status, and a penis. Absolute little slut she was. Should be called Little
Well,
Swimming
she
Slut.
was already a princess. But she was already a princess. She had money.
But she wanted more, didn't she? She wanted
I mean,
land and.
she was rich.
Oh, that's true. Rich in what? Seashells? Pah.
So we were talking about letting things go. So let's just let this one go.
Let this go, okay.
In season 3, we're all about doing things differently, practically, and taking some risks, asking the right questions. And I thought about, well, what could you do if you want to let go? And for me, if you want to let go of something, hold on to something else.
Ooh, I like that.
Interesting. Yeah.
This that means...
sounds quite erotic as well.
This means being open to new connections, creating new memories, taking small, sensible risks with your heart. Mm. And just remember, your heart is waterproof now. Like, whatever's happened, yes, it's not going to affect you in the same way.
Sorry, isn't that a little bit like when people say to get over somebody, you've got to get under somebody?
Not quite. What you could do is focus on your career or try up a new hobby.
That's a good advice.
For me, my work is amazing because it really takes my mind off everything. So that works for me. I could start a new script. I could start a new project. I could write another episode of the podcast. And that usually really helps.
Good.
And think of it, if you're going through a heartache now, listening to this, remember, it's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. Your feelings have very, very little to do with a person and more to do with your unmet needs.
100%.
So I also learned not to obsess over things because it's really not about the person.
So what I'm hearing is basically, you've been dumped, get out there, live your life, and remember that basically the person you're dating is probably shit anyway, and there's always someone better.
Well, I think it's like that saying, you dodge the bullet sometimes, you know, in the moment, yes, you think life is unfair and all, but in the long run, you think, you know, I dodged the bullet. Who knows what would have happened if I stayed with that person?
Yes, it's more the image you create around them, the sort of this dream, fantastical thing you make of them.
Yeah.
You hold them up on a pedestal, don't you? They're going to be this thing and make me feel this way. But in reality, you have to make yourself feel that way.
Yes.
Isn't that the same as sometimes girls especially, but boys as well, they fall in love with the fantasy version of the person, with the real person, you know?
Yes, you have to distinguish between fantasy and reality of who you are. I think that's just anyone's biggest life lesson.
Yes, like right now I'm really in... Oh, sorry. No, I carry on soon.
And something I also learned about myself is... I can live in two parallel worlds. So obviously the fantasy world and the reality world. And I want the gap between the two worlds to be as close as possible because I do like that fantasy world. I like to go into my imagination. I like to think impossible because sometimes I have achieved great things doing that because imagination takes you everywhere. So I love going into my imagination. However, I also want to stay in my reality and be authentic because it's amazing for the work that I do, but not so much for my personal life. I think that's my goal for authenticity.
You're talking about authenticity.
Uh-huh.
What is an authentic person? Because as far as I know, and being a devil, I have quite a lot of experience in this. Everybody lies. So how do you know if they're being authentic or not?
I think for me, authentic person is somebody who says it like they mean it.
That's me.
Dave, the only time you say the truth is when you know it will benefit you in some way.
Are you still thinking about that girl who catfished me? You think I should have told her I didn't like her?
No, but I do think that you will manipulate the truth in many, many times.
Yes.
Just to get your way.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong? Suman, am I wrong?
No, he does.
And
he loves doing
that. You've never done that, Suman, my good friend. And Angelina, you never manipulated the truth?
No.
No, she's an angel.
Why? Why would I do that?
That is true, to be fair. Well, Suman does. She loves it.
I mean, in terms of what lots of life coaches say about authentic person, these are some of the signs. They rarely criticize or judge others. They're able to walk away from situations that are not working for them without hurting people. Dave.
Oh, this is absolutely me. This is me to a T.
Totally okay with being flawed and can be vulnerable.
That's me.
Tolerate being disliked and don't need validation from others.
100% me.
Communicate their boundaries and needs even when it's hard, and
Oh, always.
Lastly, Dave, you're gonna fail at this. Able to reflect on themselves without blaming others.
I am basically the most authentic person on this podcast.
No.
But I do all those things.
You like to convince. You love to convince others that you are, but deep inside, you know you're a manipulative little imp.
A manipulative little imp. Wow, I think that's the closest you've come to genuinely insulting me. What would God say about that? Would he be happy with that?
Well, God doesn't mind because he thinks you're horrible creatures that don't deserve to live. You see,
bloody hell, God wants to kill me.
Well, not kill you, but you know, eradicate you in some way.
He wants what, to genocide all the devil?
Well, you are evil creatures, but
we're getting into dangerous
topics
here, aren't we?
I like to give chances to people, no matter what they've done, because I think there's always a little bit of good in everybody.
But not Dave.
Well, if that's the case, if you're willing to give chances, then how about a fourth date? A real date?
Listen, I know what happened to poor Angela, and I don't want something like that to happen to me.
She's living well. I'm still paying her bloody alimony.
Well, you should, after all she's been through.
What did she go through?
Oh, Suman, I heard she's dating a new guy.
What? Really? Who?
Ha ha ha, gotcha.
Oh, fuck off.
So, talking about authenticity, it's important to understand that not everybody will resonate with your authenticity.
Interesting.
Be different, be bold, be brilliant.
People will call you out on it. They will make it seem like you're such a problem. Perhaps you will even break up with somebody because being authentic is not serving that relationship.
Okay, now, how do you feel about open relationships?
No. Disagree.
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
You're not into them?
No, no.
Have you ever been with a guy who said that he'd wanted one?
No.
No?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, yes, I know. It might be in a secret way, but that's not open relationships. Okay, and Angelina,
what
about
is an open relationship?
An open
relationship? You're either open or you're in a relationship.
Well, an open relationship is a relationship where you're dating somebody, you may be married to them or in love with them or whatever. However, you are allowed within certain parameters to both enjoy the sensual pleasures of life with other people. Sometimes that will be sharing somebody together or maybe going on dates separately.
Why don't you just say you're in a committed relationship but you can fuck around?
Well, because saying it's open relationship is a bit of a nicer way of saying it.
Angelina, do you have any questions?
Have you ever been catfished before?
Oh, we did speak about that. Yes, brutally so.
How do you react in those situations?
You just stay calm. So I did this video call with a guy. Pictures were like very posh and he looked quite high society. But then when I was speaking with him, he couldn't even pronounce a lot of
He was a fucking scrote, basically.
And also, he started smoking.
Oh. Right, so you match with a guy and you thought he was sort of an aristocratic vibe. And he turned out to be a fat, ugly, smoking boy.
And then he was like, I'll show you my room, and it's mess everywhere. And I'm just like...
Because we're honest.
You're not honest, you're just dumb.
No. This is why I don't video call with girls, because it's all about the angles. And if you get the angle wrong, you can look terrible, can't you? I actually got catfished once as well.
Really?
Yes. And it was this lady, and she looked very attractive in her photos, or at least...
Oh, girls will easily catfish you. Because they can make up filters.
Exactly,
they know
the filters.
Tricks.
Oh my God, the angles just to... You know, get it just right.
I'll be honest, I've not used any filters in the pictures that I've put on.
Good girl.
Very natural.
I can't believe you were catfished, Dave. I mean, I thought you were more clever than that.
Well, I can finish the story for you. I'll tone it down a little bit. So I get to the house, and bearing in mind, it was that sort of date. It was a kind of just come straight round kind of date, you know?
All you kids listening to this out there, don't ever go to a stranger's house, whether you're a boy or a girl. Don't. It is so dangerous. Don't listen to Dave.
I did worry a little bit when I got there, but anyway, she opens the door and oh my God. Listen, I'm into all types of different people and women, you know. It doesn't matter if you're tall, short, fat, skinny, whatever, but she was nothing like her pictures. I mean,
Oh.
talk about ugly stepsister.
Oh my God. What
But
did you do?
I
Did you
was
run?
already there. I'd come a long way, so I ate my dinner like a good boy and then left. By eating dinner, I mean sex.
Yeah, we get it. So you're that desperate? You would sink that low?
You think, imagine what it would have done. Well, how would she have felt if I had just left? It would have
You could
crushed
have
her.
faked it, like
Faked
fake an
what?
emergency.
And oh my goodness, and you think she wouldn't see through that? Are you
No.
telling me if a man came on a date with you and you see his face drop when you open the door and then he goes, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry. My grandma just died." You would feel like
No,
sh
look, you could just fake being a gentleman and you could be like, look, I don't have sex outside marriage or
I
something.
can't say that after what I messaged her. All the sort of filth I was texting on the way there. You can't back out
Dave.
after that, can you?
Oh, God.
Dave,
I know.
you could have sent me a message to call you.
But then I just feel that sneaky and you know, either I say to her, "Look, you're a fucking ugo and I'm not feeling it," or you just do the manly thing and you just do it anyway, which is what I did.
You're such a weird little devil. Like, in one moment, you say, oh, I don't care about other people's feelings. You know, I'm brutally honest. But then in the next moment, you feel sorry and you want to stay with her because you don't want to hurt her feelings. Like,
Yes, okay, I did also want to dip my beak, so to speak. And, you know, I was already excited by the time I arrived. And I, you know, imagine you go to a restaurant and you're starving. You get there, the food's terrible, but you've been waiting for 3 hours to eat. You go, "Fuck it, I might as well eat it."
would you eat a poop as well if you were that hungry?
No, it has to be edible. I mean, she wasn't a dead sack of like, you know, she was alive. She was a real person, so.
My God. So did you ghost her after that?
Yes.
Well, that's even worse. And now she feels like she was used only for, well.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. The sex was actually all right.
Ah, well, I guess better something than nothing.
Well, exactly. And also, I was like, you know what? I'm only here once. I'm all horned up. It's not what I came for, but let me put on a show for her, you know?
Well, that's nice of
My
you.
cape was blowing in the wind.
Oh, God. Okay.
True story.
Yes, like all of your stories, take it with a grain of salt.